Happy once again to be introducing our latest Scholar Athlete of the Month award winner presented by ServiceMaster. Her name is Gabby Schloop. She's a senior at Midland High School, and we're very honored to be honoring Gabby today for all of the academic and athletic achievements that she has had in now her 4 years at the high school. So, Gabby, congratulations and thanks for taking some time.
Thank you for having me.
Gabby, let's start out with the perfect 4.0 GPA. We see a lot of GPA submissions obviously come in, and when we see a 4.0 come in, it's an immediate star as someone who certainly would deserve an honor. And talk to us about what you think has allowed you to maintain throughout your 4 years and earn such a high GPA.
Well, I think sports definitely do help me in maintaining that GPA because they really help me not procrastinate or push off any of my work. I would also think my parents have always drilled in my head of getting the schoolwork done before anything.
That's awesome. What part of athletics is it, the fact that you have to stick to a tight schedule or the competitive aspect of it, that really drives you to make sure you're successful in academics too?
Oh, definitely staying on task, because I actually catch myself when I'm not playing sports procrastinating a lot more because I'm not constantly doing or playing anything.
Have you found kind of that procrastination or schedule keeping task assignments for yourself been easier or harder in quarantine and in the last year?
It's definitely been harder. I actually had to start making a little checklist in a notebook because I had to keep track of all my assignments in each classes, because normally teachers remind you of those things and I didn't have that. So it was nice crossing those off every day. And it actually reminded me of the sports, and achieving that was just so satisfying.
Yeah, it's nice accomplishing things, even if they're small and you set them for yourself. Just checking them off feels good at the end of the day. Again, she's Gabby Schloop, senior at Midland High School. She plays volleyball and softball. And Gabby, before we start talking about your athletic successes, it says that you're on the National Honor Society. You've been an honor roll student for all 4 years at the high school. What are you most proud of academically that you've been able to accomplish in your 4 years?
I would say keeping a consistent role and keep staying on honor roll all 4 years. I would say that has been a big goal for me. And also with sports, they do like an all academic. I've been very consistent with that.
So let's talk about some of the sports you play then. Volleyball, softball. It says that you lettered as a freshman in softball, which I know is really tough to do in any varsity sport. And to do that while also playing another sport and focusing yourself in two different seasons is really hard too. So talk us through when you lettered as a freshman. I know that may seem a long time ago now, but how cool was that for you?
Getting that letter meant a lot for me. Ever since I was little, I've always wanted to make varsity as a freshman. And especially at the end of my season, I got honorable mention for all area, and that has always been a big goal for me. And definitely once I made it, it was my favorite part of not stressing too much, but also proving my ability to be there.
Sure. And it probably set you up as a freshman on the varsity to now be the captain of the softball team, along with being the captain of the volleyball team. Do you enjoy leadership roles like that?
I've actually learned to love them, because when I was younger, I never really wanted to. But then I've learned that there are actually two different types of being a leader. There's the relationship and the upfront task leader. And I really learned the type of leader I wanted to be after watching other leaders, and kind of modify how I want to teach other girls to get where they need to be.
What's your number one, say, accomplishment that you've had, whether it be in softball or volleyball as an athlete in your 4 years? What are you most proud of?
I would say beating the high school dig record this year was my top and favorite all-time accomplishment.
Yeah, so 800 digs, it says, in your high school career. What did you finish at?
Oh, good question. I think I was above 1,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with like my whole career, because I think I was at 400 my junior year, and I had to be at like 500 or so this year, depending on, I can't remember.
Cool. Well, that's a really cool number to hit. 1,000 digs in a high school career. Served as the varsity libero for the last 2 years. A lot working for you in your post-high school career, either athletics or academics. Have you made plans yet for what you'll be doing after high school?
Yep, so I will actually be attending Northwood University to continue playing softball on a athletic scholarship. and I'll be double majoring in cybersecurity and management information systems.
Wow, that's really cool. What drew you to those degrees or those majors?
I actually give a lot of credit to my computer science teacher, Mr. Fox. He makes that class so understanding, and he's so eager to answer teacher or students' questions. So just him being there has really taught me to really love computer science.
Well, Gabby, you certainly deserve all the recognition you're receiving, and sounds like you had a great 4 years at Midland High School that's, you know, should be wrapping up here in the next couple of months. So congratulations again, and thanks.
Thank you for thinking of me.